It's not uncommon. It's something they do, and they've been busted for doing it before.
Are we at one of those moments in history in which there is the necessity for a new world order?
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Welcome to Lisa Haven News.
Hi, everyone. Lisa Haven here, and you are listening to Red Alert Radio. Now, I've got a major podcast today that I want to share with you guys, and that is this. I received a phone call from Larry Nichols, someone who has been on my channel quite a few times, but he urged to me on the phone call that I need to get this message out to everyone as soon as possible. So I told him I would put it on my podcast here, Red Alert. But basically, if you don't know who Larry Nichols is, let me give you a quick rundown. He was Bill Clinton's advisor for 10 years, so he's dealt with them for a number of years, but he kind of went away from that because of all the corruption that the Clintons were involved in. Now he focuses on exposing their corruption, and one of the things that he was a part of was revealing the fact of all of Bill Clinton's sex scandals. He revealed Monica Lewinsky, Jessica Flowers, and all the other women that were involved with Clinton. So he's got some pretty big credentials behind him. But what I want to do is play the video clip of the warning message that Larry Nichols gave to me. It's about 13 minutes long, but I'm going to play it in its entirety. And he filmed it yesterday, right before Trump made his statement on the border. And today is Wednesday, January 9th. So you're aware of the date. But he just did that. And now we see this already coming to fruition. So here's that clip, and I'll come back on when it's done. Take a listen.
Hello, everyone. It is January the 8th, 2019. Tonight, President Trump is going to do a live telecast out of the Oval Office, standing up for all of us, standing up for us, and trying to tell the rest of America the purpose, the importance of the wall, and that he is going to stand firm, and we're going to get the wall. There's a couple of things I want to say, and there was one thing I was really going to get into, but I've just seen something that makes me just about lose all hope for a country. I just saw Cory Booker, and there's going to be more of them, Democrats left and right saying, well, he lies. Here was Cory Booker saying the President of the United States is a liar. Well, Mr. Booker and all of you, listen. There was another liar in the White House named Barack Hussein Obama. Yeah, there you're a real liar. A liar that put on this country a burden of the Obamacare that has just about ruined our nation. Thank God Trump comes along and straightens it out. But folks, I don't know where we're at when lowlifes like Cory Booker has audacity to stand up and tell President Trump, call him a liar, when Booker better be worried about, you know, sticking his head up to run for any higher office because of his love interest that I know about. So, Booker, let's remember you calling President Trump a liar. And let's see how you look in a few months. Let's just see. But now, you want a lie? Let me give you a lie. Today we hear that the Russian lawyer, that woman that was in the Trump Towers meeting, now they've got Trump because she has a warrant for her arrest. Yes, sir, for money laundering, being a part of a money laundering and some kind of scam. And boy, you know, it looks bad for President Trump, doesn't it? Looks real bad for him, except for one problem. The matter that she's involved in, where she's being investigated and prosecuted, the fraud and money laundering has nothing to do with Trump. Has nothing to do with Trump nor the meeting in the Trump Towers. Not a thing. You see, she, while meeting at the Trump Towers, now follow me, folks, while meeting at the Trump Towers with Donald Jr. and trying to make it out like she had some important information to give them, but when they got there, they found out it was ridiculous. It was nothing. They didn't realize they had been set up because during that particular time, she was working with, guess who? Fusion GPS, the people that were preparing the fake dossier about what? Russian collusion. If you can't see now that there was a malicious plan to set up President Trump prior to being president and then after being president, if you don't see that he was being set up by Fusion GPS and this Russian lawyer, you don't have eyes. You don't. Now, I'm sure the reason I'm telling you all of this is because we're the ones that got to put it out. They tried to trap Trump. They tried to trap Trump to connect him to Russia. How best to connect Trump with Russia than to have a Russian attorney actually meet in the Trump Towers with Trump Jr. and anybody else of high rank they could get in the campaign? How about getting them all there? And then just by the virtue of the fact she was there, they have proof that Trump was involved in collusion with the Russians when, in fact, she was there to frame President Trump, then candidate Trump. She was there to frame him and to tie him into this plot of Fusion GPS and the false dossier, the bogus dossier. Now, folks, I'm so mad about this. I'm not quite as gathered in my thoughts as you would hope me to be. But all I can do is be honest with you. This is blatant, in-your-face proof that this group, call them the deep state, call them the progressive council, call them whoever, call them James Comey, call them Robert Mueller, call them half the people at the FBI and Justice. They were all in on a plot to frame a United States American citizen named Donald Trump. Does that not make you a little mad? Are you listening to me and just being entertained by this, or do you see the seriousness of this? I don't think there's ever been a case in the history of this nation where we have proof that a sitting president was being set up and framed for a crime that, number one, collusion is not even a crime, but even if it were, a crime that he didn't commit. They built this whole Russian scenario, and she was part of the evidence to help convince the American people that he was in collusion with the Russians because, hey, he was meeting with Russian lawyers. Folks, it's our turn. That man is going to sit behind that Oval Office desk tonight, and he's going to stand up and fight for that wall. There's not a one of you listening to me right now that should be dare calling yourself an American. If you're going to allow this frame-up job on President Trump being done by this Russian lawyer and how it's being portrayed by the media, don't call yourself an American if you don't stand up and tell others. Tell people. Tell people to look at the simple, simple fact of it all. She was working with Fusion GPS, the people that prepared the fake dossier about Russia with Trump. Remember the fake dossier? She was working with them at the same time she was being sent to meet with the Trump people in Trump Towers to show that they were connected. If that's not a frame-up job, I don't know what one is. And it's up to me and you to tell everyone we can that we've never seen such a vicious plot in the history of our nation. Never before that I know of. Now, I'm not saying there hadn't been one. Maybe there has. Maybe there's been 100 of them. But this one we can see right in front of each and every one of us. Spread the word. And then I'm going to ask one more time for you to help me. Do you want to help me? Do you? You know, I ask for help. I can't do this alone. I can't. I would if I could. Trust me. If I had the financial wherewithal to be able to carry this crusade out on my own, you better believe I'd never say a word to any one of you about it because I hate doing it. But I don't have a choice, and I'm down to the point now to where either you help today, now, please. We don't have the energy to go the rest of the way. Can you help? Will you help? Number one, you need to spread the word about the frame-up job on Donald Trump. Spread the word about how he's being framed. Spread it loud. Spread it far. Spread it mean. Spread it angry. Because you sure had better be angry about it. Angry because they would have the audacity, the nerve to pull something like that. But even worse still, that they think we're so stupid we wouldn't pick up on it. And we wouldn't have picked up on it. I'm not saying we. I'm saying the American people aren't going to pick up on it. You know why? Because the media's not ever going to tell them about it. We got to tell them. So, yeah. Spread the word. Angry. Loud. And then help me today. I need to see 100 people willing to help. I need to see 200 people willing to help. I'm tired of seeing thousands of people hearing these YouTube-y things and then nothing. And by the way, I do appreciate more than you'll ever know those that have helped. I know how hard it is. I know how hard it is to dig and keep digging when there's nothing left to dig from. I do it every single day. Every day. Help me. Help me help us. And then by helping me help us, we help President Trump save this country from the most evil, evil organization I believe that's ever walked the face of the earth. The people that want to destroy the United States of America and turn it into some socialist nation like Venezuela. Help me today, will you? Both categories. Spread the word about Trump and being framed. And send help immediately to NicholsLive@AOL.com. NicholsLive@AOL.com. Get in touch with Fox News Television Network. Get in touch with them. Tell them to have me on. They get all these people coming on as pundits that don't know a damn thing. Why not ask me to come on? They won't, but ask. Ask them to ask me on to talk about how he's being framed. I've got the nerve to say it. I'll call Cory Booker. I'll call Robert Mueller. I'll call Comey. I'll call all of them what they are. It don't matter to me, and I'll use my name doing it. I won't use some surname, some surrogate name. I'll use my name. Have them call me. All this, I ask, please, just do it and do it now. Thank you.
All right. So there you have it. Now, he had a real sense of urgency when he said that. But basically what he's saying is that a Russian lawyer who was indicted, who worked with Fusion GPS and met with Donald Trump Jr. to help frame President Trump with this Russian collusion lie. In other words, he's being framed and being set up for this whole Russian collusion issue. And that means that basically all of your deep state can form some kind of false Russia narrative on the president, pin a crime on him that he didn't commit, and make it look like he did commit it, even though it's not even been committed. If that makes sense, hopefully I'm stating that right. But the ultimate goal is to take out the president and pin a crime on him that he didn't do, but make the public think he did do it by making it so Trump has to admit Russia collusion when there is no Russia collusion happening ever in the first place. This was why Trump went up to presidency. He wasn't scared. He wasn't nervous because there was nothing he was colluding with Russia. But when you blackmail someone and frame them for a crime, now we've got another issue. But this is the kind of stuff that the deep state is doing. They're pinning horror stories on the president of the United States. And I fear that one day he's going to have to admit a crime he never even committed, be it that they threaten his family, be it that they leave him no way out, be it that they've orchestrated this thing to the hilt about his time and location. But bottom line, we know that blackmail happens on a daily basis, especially in the executive branch, the legislative branch, the congressional branch. And here we are fighting an entire group of people that were alive and well during the time of John F. Kennedy. And today, those same deep state agents are still active. And JFK did everything he could to expose that organization, and yet he was met with his life for it. They killed him for it. And here we have a president finally willing to do the same thing that JFK did. And thankfully, he still got the office of presidency and making a stand. But we got to continue to lure other people in America out of the grip of the mainstream media, because the mainstream media is brainwashing everyone into believing that Trump is part of the problem, when the reality of it is Trump is the solution. Trump is the answer so far. And he is giving ways out for the American people, and quite frankly, putting his butt and his family's butt on the line. And all because he wants to save our country from this internal force that shouldn't have the power that they have, that shouldn't be making the laws that they're making, that shouldn't be exempt from laws. No one is above the law, but these deep state agents have made it so that they believe they can do anything they want and get away with it. They can frame the president for a crime, a Russia crime that he never committed, and they can get away with it. That's who we're dealing with. That's who I'm talking about at the very core. And you know, we only have, we're on a time clock. At one point, they're going to become so powerful that it's impossible. But right now, their power force is showing through, because we have the mainstream media pushing an anti-Trump agenda everywhere, acting and pushing as if Trump is Nazi, if Trump is Hitler himself, when in reality, they are the Hitlerians. They are the ones destroying the fabric of our country. Why anyone watches CNN, MSNBC, ABC, and even Fox has gone sideways is beyond me. Now, there's some good holdups at Fox, like Hannity. He's pretty good. Laura Ingraham, she's okay. Tucker Carlson, they're good people there. But they're also making some really strange things lately, really strange reports. Let's get focused on the facts. But they're turning the hearts of the American people away from a president who is trying to save their country, and they don't even see it. Our jobs out there, and for anyone listening, we have to start waking up people to the real crimes that are being committed against this country on a daily basis, to patriotism, to the fact that our president is being framed for crimes. And he's being punished for loving his country. Even the mainstream media talks how America isn't that great, and they're starting to ban the American flag and criticize people for standing up for the national anthem. Give me a break. Having patriotic love for your country is something of value. It's not something of hate. Being happy that I have the right to the freedom of speech, being happy that I can own guns, is something I value and that I value dearly. Anyhow, please share this message with everyone you know. I know I'm not exactly consistent on my podcast yet, but I plan to keep it up as much as I can. And when I get these urgent reports that I can't necessarily share on YouTube, I'm going to share them here on my podcast. So that's why it's a good idea to subscribe here as well as the YouTube channel, because I do share different information and some of the critical alerts will come out here on the podcast. But anyhow, I love all of you guys. Please don't forget to check out my partner at preparewithlisa.com. It's my Patriot Supply food source. You need to make sure you have food on hand for a rainy day, because we really never know what tomorrow holds. So check it out at preparewithlisa.com. Anyhow, I love you guys. Share this far and wide. I'm Lisa Haven, and thanks for listening to Red Alert Radio.